Good morning. Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He is an infectious disease expert, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and not only a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, but he has become the face of the Coronavirus Task Force. Dr. Fauci, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Good to be with you.
The president floated a 15-day timeline. A lot of people looking at that. Is that enough time to flatten the curve and maybe even allow Americans to start getting back to work?
Well, I mean, obviously this is something that's under very intense discussion. What the president is trying to do is to balance the public health issues with the fact that this is having an enormous impact on the economy of the country, which may actually indirectly even cause a considerable amount of harm and difficulty, even health-wise. So it's a delicate balancing act, which the president is trying to get it right. And we're under very intense discussions right now about what the most appropriate timeline is, and if we do modify it, how to modify it.
Now, sir, when it comes to your advice to the president, do you give it all through the lens of how to defeat the disease exclusively, or do you consider that balancing act when you're advising him?
No, I don't consider the balancing act. That is a very good question. The president has the awesome responsibility of considering every aspect of this. I just give public health advice completely clean, unconnected with anything else. He has to factor in other things. And that's the way he operates. He takes in advice from a number of people from a number of different vantage points, and then he makes his decision.
How important are the statistics coming out of other countries? I keep hearing about Italy. Is that important to us? Or is that something that you look at and say, our healthcare systems are different, the population is different, and the outcome in America is going to be different as well?
It is extremely important to look at and take into very serious consideration what goes on in other countries. I mean, every country is a bit different in some way, but we learn a lot. We learned a lot from China, and we're learning a lot from Italy. Italy has a very good healthcare system. Italy has a lot of very good people who are on this, and they're going through a very difficult time. So that's one of the things that's very concerning. I believe Italy got into this much trouble for a number of reasons, which hopefully we have avoided, namely the influx of cases from China were not shut off immediately in Italy. And one of the important things that we did was the president's decision to very early on stop the influx first from China and now from Europe, particularly the countries Italy, France, and others, but the entire European Union. Because one of the things that seeds the country is when you have influx of cases from outside. Once they're here, then it's up to us to mitigate the spread throughout the country. But Italy got hit doubly hard.
Dr. Fauci, everyone's looking for optimism wherever they can find it in all of this, whether it's kind of looking at the mortality rate and hoping that it's going down potentially, or examining the experimental treatments that are out there. We've heard the president talk about azithromycin and chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine like that. If as you're looking at all of this, what are the points of optimism that you are finding?
Well, you know, the optimism is the strength of the American people. This is an extraordinary challenge. The guidelines came out from the president, the 15-day guidelines about how we can mitigate by physical separation. We need to pull together as a country, and I believe if we do, throughout the country, particularly in those areas that are hardest hit, like New York City, like California and Washington State and others, that my optimism, relies on and is embedded in the extraordinary strength and spirit of the American people to get through this. This is a formidable challenge, as you know. You don't need me to tell you that. Just look at what's going
yes.
on.
But, sir, I share that with you, the emotional side of this. But is there anything in the data that makes you hopeful?
Well, you know, the data is that people are hunkering down. We don't have quantitative data now to show what the impact is, but you wouldn't expect that yet because you're having two dynamic things going on at the same time. You're having the natural course of an infection, if left to its own devices, would do what it did early on in China and now in Italy. That's countered by the kind of things we're doing with mitigation. You can't quantitate it yet. You have to wait a while, and if you see the curve change, then you know that we're having an impact. Frankly, as a public health person, I'm certain that we're having an impact right now, but we won't be able to accurately quantitate it for a little bit.
Sir, the impact on healthcare workers, this is a little personal for me. My husband runs an ICU, and I see how he's been working, you know, 10 days straight, 13, 14-hour days, getting run into the ground. That's got to weaken the immune systems of our healthcare workers. How do we protect them? Because we really need them right now to stay healthy.
Well, the best way to protect them is to make sure they always have the proper personal protective equipment. I mean, we all have fatigue. I'm working 19 to 20 hours a day. I'm sure your husband is doing the same thing. I mean, obviously, that's not good for you physically. But for the people like your husband who are on the front line, the thing we have to make sure that they never fall short of the personal protective equipment that would protect them against getting infected.
Dr. Fauci, I want to ask you about something that I've seen transpiring over the past couple of days, especially as it relates to you. It seems like increasingly a bunch of the questions from the media are designed to create a rift between you and the president of the United States, or at least to sort of emphasize differences of opinion in a way that, you know, creates distance between you and the president. Are you sensing that as the media continually asks you questions about the differences you have with him?
That is really unfortunate. I would wish that would stop, because we have a much bigger problem here than trying to point out differences. They're really fundamentally at the core. When you look at things, there are not differences. The president has listened to what I have said and what the other people on the task force have said. When I've made recommendations, he's taken them. He's never countered or overridden me. The idea of just pitting one against the other is just not helpful. I wish that would stop and we'd look ahead at the challenge we have to pull together to get over this thing.
Has coronavirus and how we've handled this changed how we are going to react every flu season from here on out, or is this different?
This is very different. I mean, obviously, we have not historically done as well with flu as we would like to, because flu changes a bit from year to year, and the efficacy of the vaccine is not optimal against influenza. This is really different. This is a brand new virus. We don't know how it's ultimately going to act, whether when we suppress it, which we will, whether or not it will come back in a seasonal fashion the way influenza does. We don't know that. That's going to take time to figure out if that happens. Our job right now is to deal with the current problem of trying to suppress it in its present form.
Sir, I want to ask you about seasonality, because I haven't heard enough discussion about that. We've seen some reports. I saw one from AccuWeather earlier this week. Coronavirus expert says the virus will burn off. And there's this idea that maybe heat or humidity could result in the coronavirus being depressed in terms of its severity. Is there any data worldwide that you're looking at right now that offers you insight into this?
Well, the concept of viruses that are respiratory viruses like influenza and like some of the common, more benign coronaviruses do have a seasonal aspect to it. They do not fare as well in the warm, moist weather as opposed to the cold, dry weather. That's one thing. That's just a physical phenomenon. Also, the idea of people being outside as opposed to crowded indoor when ventilation isn't good is always has an impact on respiratory viruses. The question is, we don't know. It would be wonderful if it happened, but we don't know whether we're going to see that as we get into the warmer weather of May, June, July. We don't know that. We're hoping that as the weather gets warmer, we're going to see a diminution in the efficiency of transmission. But we don't know that for sure, because this is uncharted waters.
Sir, in the amount of time we have left with you, is there anything that you want the American people to know that maybe you haven't had a chance, or something that you really want to stress to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I really, it's very important that, you know, we talk about it, and it's true that the most vulnerable people when it comes to complications are the elderly, as particularly the elderly who have underlying conditions, but anyone who has an underlying condition, because the morbidity and the mortality in that group is so much higher than in an otherwise young, healthy person. That does not mean that the younger generation, the millennials, the people who are out there very strong and healthy, should just ignore the precautions about spreading, because even though they themselves may be less likely to get complications, and they better be careful because they're not invulnerable, they still could be the vector of transmitting it to people who are vulnerable. So just because you're strong and healthy and young and think you're going to be okay, you have a responsibility to society to make sure that you're not a part of a group that's spreading the virus.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, thank you so much for your time this morning. A lot of good information, sir.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Please come back soon.